In our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in, how we'll raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. When the redeemed are gathering in, oh, when the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, torch like soul and people sin, I will shout. A great possession over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, oh, the city will be rolling. When the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Rush like soul, and people sing. Oh, I will shout. Sing redemption stories with their courses clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels all will listen, for they cannot sing a song. When the redeemed, glory! Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, voice like snow, and people sing. Well, I will shout. Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet for when the redeemed are gathering in, and we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. Forward to that day? Will you shout? Will you scream? You're not ready yet. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, wars like snow and people sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed. Third verse. Redemption stories with their voices clear and strong. When the redeemed are gathering in, then the angels cannot listen, for they cannot join the song. When the redeemed. Orders to prepare the banquet for the redeemed are gathering in, and we'll hear his invitation, come you blessed of the redeemed. Oh, when the redeemed, oh, and redeemed are gathering in, just like snow, and people sing, and I will shout, and I will sing. One more time. Let's just hear you, sisters. Thank you. Savior will give orders to prepare the man for the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. Seated. What a day that's going to be. When we hear him say, come. When he calls my name, Joseph. Woo! Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm looking forward to that day. I think it is close. We're at the threshold. The time that we're living in, the expectations of the bride of Jesus Christ, getting prepared for the coming of the Lord. What are we doing? We're sitting in the presence of the sun, ripening. And what is that? The message of the hour. The only thing that can perfect the bride of Jesus Christ, this message, this voice. It's more, it's, you know, I hear a lot say, I'm in the message. I'm in the voice. The voice perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. The greatest revelation that there is. We'd like to welcome you, the bride of Jesus Christ, where we're united together once again from around the world. Amen. With great expectations. Amen. Greater than maybe we've ever had before. Amen. Because we're going to not only hear as we usually do, but tonight we're going to see. Amen. With our only eyes. Amen. Jesus Christ. Talking how wonderful when Jesus was here, he told him, he said, how blessed, he says, you've seen, he says, but there's going to be those that haven't seen and believe. But he loved us so much. Tonight we can see. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What did he promise in his word to send us in this day? What was his promise? Malachi 4. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Luke 17:30. Thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed. St. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you to all truth. Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, and when he begins to sound, I will reveal myself in human flesh to the bride again. Just like I did when I was here in flesh in Jesus Christ. Just like I did when Abraham was here. My friend, on that hot day when I come walking up to him and he was sitting in the tent in human flesh, eating meat and cornbread and drinking buttermilk on that day. I was in human flesh. I was then, and I am now, no other than Melchizedek. And my promise is, I will come again and live in flesh again, just like I did then. And I will live in a man named William Marion Branham. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the end of the Gentile dispensation. Amen. When he has come up through the reformers and so forth to the end and promised, as it was in the days of Abraham, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed to the Gentiles in the last day. He will return again. The Son of Man was revealed to Abraham's group as a man, a prophet in the form of human flesh. An ordinary man with dust on his clothes, and Abraham called him Elohim. Amen. Now Jesus promised here and that in this last days, the Son of Man will reveal himself again to that same type of group, that royal seed of Abraham. Amen. We are that group, and this is the day that he promised that it was going to come. As he has revealed himself in human flesh once again, as he promised us his word. And tonight, how privileged that with our own eyes that we can see him. It's never been possible before. But tonight, we will. Amen. Why did he tell us last Sunday when we were listening to the tape? He told us a lot of things. But here's something special he told us. For the bride, this message truly is a love letter. Amen. It's wonderful how Brother Branham would just say something and, oh, he was just saying something, not to the bride. Amen. He is making a point. There's no idle words or no, he just was saying something. There is a meaning behind those words. Amen. Brother Branham said there was a meaning behind every sound. Amen. So there was a meaning by what he said. This is the kind of meeting we must set in the future. What kind of meetings was we setting in? This kind of meeting that we're setting in tonight. A tape meeting. That's what we're setting in. The kind of meeting we have to be in. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. It don't matter where you go, what tape you put on. He tells you over and over again. If you got the revelation. If you don't have the revelation, it'll go right over top of your head. Praise the Lord. We got that revelation. How glorious. We learn there's only one way. Only one way, he told us, trying to do God a service without us being his will. He said there's only one way. To be for sure, you're in God's perfect will. Because it can be very, very deceiving. What did he tell us? Anointed? With the right anointing? Revelation? The right revelation? Now who's going to say that they're wrong? You can't. They have the right anointing, the right revelation, but it didn't come to the prophet. So it's wrong. So the only way is to stay with this vindicated, manifested voice of God. This message, these tapes, is the only way to be for sure for the bride of Jesus Christ. There is no other way. There is no other way. In this day, it was so important to the Lord to hear the voice with our own ears. It was so important to him that he had the recordings of his voice put on tape for us. It was pretty important to him. He said so that we could hear for ourselves the very words, the very voice, the very sound of that voice, the very meaning of that voice. It is his hand-picked, the one he chose to bring his word,
to speak the very thoughts of God. He said the words of that prophet were the very thoughts of God. It was the word, the thoughts of God. He said that prophet didn't even have no words of himself. He said it was just God speaking through his mouth. He wants his bride to hear so much. He wanted us to hear every single word that he spoke. So there would be no question. There would be no need to take any man's word for anything. He wanted you to be able to hear it for yourself. So that every man, woman, and child could hear the voice of God. Could hear for themselves what? Thus saith the Lord. That's why he had this message recorded. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I can read you a quote. And it's wonderful. And we're blessed when we do, when we read the quotes. And we get blessed from them. But when you hear it for yourself, with your own ears, we're such voice people. We're just tuned to that voice. There can be noise going on everywhere. And it's, man, I just heard Brother Branham. Ah. You may be seated. I was just thinking how that saying that when Elohim was here, that when he spoke to Abraham, he called him my friend. My friend. Jesus, God, loved us so much that he calls us good morning, friends. I'm a friend to the Lord Jesus. I'm a friend to that prophet. I'm a friend to that voice. Amen. There is nothing greater than to hear God's chosen mouthpiece in this day. There's nothing greater that you can do. I don't know how many of you got a bucket list out there. I know that's a common phrase. That's the biggest, best bucket list you could ever have. Listening to that voice every single day. When you've done that, the rest of them's just cannon fodder, believe me. Amen. We love every haint, tote, and fetch. It's the very personality that God chose to bring his word in this end time. Amen. You believe that? How we wish that we could have lived in the days of Abraham and seen when Melchizedek, when he walked up with Abraham and he served him the communion. We kind of have that privilege tonight. I know a lot of people don't understand that whatsoever, but the bride does. If it is the voice of God, what greater way is there than have the prophet conduct Amen. Your communion service? Amen. There is none. How we wish we could have been there on that day when Melchizedek once again, and he walked up and he called Abraham, Abraham. Not Abram, he called him Abraham. And then he looked and he called Sarah, Sarah. Not Sarah. Just a few days ago, it had been changed. Abraham knew right then who he was talking to. So do we. Amen. Melchizedek, he knew who it was. Amen. He knew exactly when it was. He knew by revelation because it said he saw him from afar off coming. And he ran and bowed down to him. My Lord, stay for a while. Amen. That takes revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. And then he turned around and he discerned the very thoughts that was in Sarah's heart that was behind him when she laughed. He said she never even laughed out loud. He said inside of her says that she laughed. How we would love to see the way that Melchizedek, I'd love to see the way he looked. I'd love to have seen him. What did he look like? The way he acted. The way he conducted himself. His mannerism. To hear his voice as he spoke to Abraham and Sarah on that day, I would have loved to hear that conversation, what was going on. How excited would we be? How blessed would we be if we were there that day and watched that transpire on that day? Would you be blessed? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It was nothing else than God in human flesh standing there. No one had ever seen God before in a human form. But there he was. He was standing right there watching him eat. Watch his mannerism. Watch how he acted. Watch how he conducted himself. Abraham and Sarah and all their servants and stuff were sitting there watching it take place. How we had loved to be able with our eyes to see Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, Micah, all the prophets. How we had loved to see all them, to see God in action. Wouldn't you love to see God in action working through them, speaking through human lips in a human form? How he took complete control of them. God's mouthpieces for that day. But today is the greatest. The greatest of all days. The greatest of all prophets. The greatest of all times. This messenger. Tonight. Wow. Wouldn't you love to see him in action? To watch it. We hear the things that we hear upon tape and that we do. But to watch him in action, the very one God had chose. God had chosen before the foundation of the world, just like he chose you. He predestinated that person to call out a bride, that great prophet of all times, the return Melchizedek. That's what he promised us. Melchizedek will come again. The word don't understand that, but the bride does. Amen. The bride, if you've got that true revelation, you understand it 110%. What would it be like to be in one of his meetings? To be sitting there? The bride, the world don't understand, but we sit in them all the time. Amen. We're in the presence of Jehovah all the time. But to be able to see with our own eyes, it would have been an experience above experiences to be able to do that. What would his nature even be like? God chose this man. What was his nature like? He fixed the nature of that prophet to fit that age. He fits his style. Whatever he does. He fits him whether he's educated or not educated. He fits the gift, the manner that he'll preach in. The gifts that he'll have and the message for that certain age. God's predestinated that certain thing to happen, and there's not another thing that can take its place. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever he is, he gives him his class. Gives the prophet his class. His gift. He gives him his nature. The very nature. He gives him his style. God cared so much about this great prophet that the very style of a person. We've all got our styles. We all got our ways. We all got our natures. We all got our quirks. But God hand chose, hand picked, and gave him his style, gave him his nature, give everything about this man, his mannerism, the way he acted, the way he conducted himself. Was the hand picked by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And whatever it is, how he expresses himself and whatever he does, he makes the man of the hour to catch the people of the hour. Amen. We are the people of the hour. Amen. Standing. How wonderful to be able tonight to see with our own eyes the one God chose, that he picked. Everything about him. He cared so much for us that everything that he did draws our attention. And then they say, you put too much on that man. God put too much on that man. Amen. He's the one that picked his style. He cared enough. He didn't have to worry about his style, his nature, the way he acted. He had, thus saith the Lord. That's all that mattered. It was the word of God, the thought of God spoken out of his mouth. But he cared so much to catch our attention. The way he acted, the way he looked. Tonight you're going to see it. You're going to see God living in a man. It was nothing but God living in a man. The relationship that this man had with God. Lord, I want that relationship with you. I want what your prophet had with you. Never a man loved God like this man. Never a man was closer to God than this man. He chose him for us. He picked him for us. The way he acts, the way that he moves, his hands, he moves around. It's like, wow, you guys just put so much. God did it. Or he wouldn't have said he chose the man of the hour and did this all for us. We don't worship him, but it's God's choosing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your choosing. You only give your bride the best. He give us the very best. He give himself. He give himself to us. And then he came down and to live in this mortal body once again, revealing himself as the Son of Man. God living in a man. And then now he's revealing to his bride that that same spirit lives in us. That we are his bride, his chosen. We don't need to go back to nothing. Back to the traditions of man. Somebody explain something. We're on one-on-one with God. He speaks lip to ear to us. We hear the very voice of God. We believe every word. We believe it's the anointed word. We don't have to explain it. We don't have to we just got to believe it. That's all his simple requirements were. Just believe it. It's not my failures, my ups and downs. To hear Brother Bram said, oh, I've got the Holy Ghost and anointed and doing all that. He said, it means nothing. Amen. Give it the word test. Amen. What is the word? This message is thus saith the Lord. Amen. Every haint, every toe, every fetch, it's God picked it. Amen. He picked it for me. Amen. I'm so thankful for it. I'm so happy that I have a revelation of this message. Amen. It's everything to the bride of Jesus Christ, that revelation. Nothing else matters anymore. There's nothing I can achieve. I couldn't achieve nothing anyway. There's nothing I could do. I couldn't do nothing anyway. He's my very breath. He's everything. Oh, Lord, make me be more like you. Anoint my eyes tonight. To see you, Lord. Not to worship a man, but worship you in that man, Lord. Because you did it so much to show that you cared. You cared for us, Lord. And then you give us that revelation. When? Oh, I got the revelation 2 or 3 months ago. I had it before the foundation of the world. He chose you. He picked you. He gave you that revelation. It might have just came into your knowledge, but it was always there. You've always been a royal seed. It's never going to change. You can't. We're sealed in. We can't go no place. It don't matter up and downs, mistakes and everything else. Nothing. I believe this message. I believe the word. It's my absolute. It's thus saith the Lord. Amen. That's what the bride says. Amen to every word. The true sign of the Holy Spirit. The true anointing. What a time that we're living in. He cared much to tell us that anointing can come. The revelation can come. They did it all. But if it doesn't come out of that mouth of that prophet, it's wrong. So why listen to nothing else? I want to hear the voice of God from God Himself. That's not God, but it's God's mouthpiece. Again, that's careful. It's not getting ribbed. Nobody can say anything. I'm talking up here to you now. But it's to hear that voice. Stay in that word. Encourage your people. Then press play. Bring them up. Press play. That's all that matters. I thank the Lord that we can come together, that we can do this, that we can worship the Lord. We can tell the quotes. We can sing songs and we can praise. It's wonderful. God has provided us so that we could do this. He says sometimes it'll be a fond memory. And a lot of them, it is a fond memory already. But the only thing I care about is that voice. That is, this blesses me and it's wonderful. But it's that voice. That's what it was in the beginning, is telling the brothers every time that God it is, that He provided a way with everything. He provided the ministry. It's in the scripture. Preachers, teachers, apostles, and prophets, pastors. He provided them. But in the beginning, should have just stayed with the word. Now the bride's full circle. We're back around like it was to the original. I need nothing else but this word. What He wanted in the beginning. He wanted His Adam to stay with that word. Don't compromise. Don't add to. Don't take away. Just stay with the word. And He said that's what His bride would do. I don't need nothing else. I don't have to go back to that. I've got a relationship with God. He lives in me. He lives in you. Praise the Lord. What else is going to take place tonight? We can only imagine. But every demon power in this building is going to be broke. Word! The power of Jesus Christ will be manifested before our very eyes. You'll see it. An old-fashioned revival is going to break out amongst the bride of Jesus Christ. Satan will be adjured from this building and from wherever you are listening in. He is going to be adjured by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll have to leave. Praise the Lord. Oh, don't you lie. Let us bow our heads. Praise the name of the Lord. There's nothing greater to be in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, the Prince of Peace. And when we're in His presence, troubles vanish. Hearts are mended to be in the presence of Jehovah. Brothers and sisters here in this building, around the world, listening in, whatever you have need of, if you'll break free and believe it with all your heart, Father, may You come down and anoint us and to take all doubt away. If you're not where you should be with Him tonight, make it be the night. If you need something from Him, we all do. Lord, give me a closer walk. Make me be more like You, Lord Jesus. He's here. He's come. He keeps all of His appointments. He's right here. Is that sinking into us? Do we really realize He is really here? That great pillar of fire is right here in this building. He's right there next to you right now. He's living in you, dwelling in you, circling around you, over the top of your heads, all around the building. He's here to give you the desire of your heart, because we're in the presence of Jehovah.
In the presence. of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish.
Heavenly Father, we love you. Let us worship you.
Of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of
every fiber of our being, Lord, we love you. Thank you, Lord. It's just so hard, Lord, to put into words how we feel. But Lord, we love you and thank you for the revelation, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've drawn us together. Your Holy Spirit has drawn your bride together tonight. Around the world to this message, this messenger, your prophet for this day, Lord. Thank you for this word. It's our absolute, Lord. It's thus saith the Lord to us. We're resting on every word of it, Lord. Every jot, every tittle, it doesn't matter, every sound, Lord, it's everything to us. We love you, Lord. It is our brother Joseph has spoken to us, Lord. That's how I want to love you too, as your prophet did. Lord, every time we hear it, Lord, just the very first words, it just brings us right to the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. I just was thinking of that man when he came in that prayer line. He says, do you believe me to be God's prophet? He said, yes. He says, yes, you do believe me. Lord, may that be the testimony and the witness, Lord, of every person in divine presence and listening, is that, yes, Brother Branham, we believe what you say is nothing but the truth. We believe every word you say. And Lord, thank you for that revelation. We love you. We place these requests to you now, Lord, and this service and all that it is, that you would have the preeminence. We welcome you here, Lord. And thank you that we already feel you. We already know you're here. Bless and be with each part now. We commit it all to you, Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
In the presence.
Troubles vanish.
God bless you this evening. If you'd be seated now. At this time, we have some baby dedications. And as we sing, bring them in. Just parents, bring your little one up here to the front at this time. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus.
Isaac Courage Strike.
Little Isaac Courage. He got on his tape boy pen. Bring the little ones to Jesus? That's a big one here. What a fine boy. Let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, how privileged we are, Lord, to be in your presence tonight, Lord. Father, on this great occasion, Lord, as this family has brought up their son, Lord, to place him into your hands, Lord, for a life of service. Father, we just ask that you would come down now, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. May your spirit always abide with him, Lord. And Father, may your spirit always abide in this family, Lord Jesus. May they always put you first in all things. And Lord, if there is a tomorrow, may he be raised up in the admonition to serve you all the days of his life, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with him, Lord. Keep your hand up over him to watch him, to protect him, and to keep him, Lord. And may he always be a little tape boy, Lord Jesus. May that word always echo in his ear. Yes. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We take him now and we place him in your hands for a life of service and dedication. They give him back to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask it. Amen and amen.
Madeline Brooke Lettingham.
Madeline Brooke. Oh, let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, our little Madeline Brooke, Lord, a little token of love that you've placed into this home, Lord. And Father, tonight as they come up here, that Father, they want to take her and place her into your arms, Lord Jesus, because they know that's the best place that she can be, Lord. That, Father, they want to take her, Lord, so that you'll always be there to watch and protect her and to keep her, Lord. And they want her to serve you all the days of her life, Lord.
Yes.
May you bless and be with her, Lord. Keep your hand up over her to watch and protect her and keep her. Lord, in this evil world that we live in, Lord, there's no refuge but you, Lord. And so, Lord, they've brought her to put her in your hands so that you'll always be with her.
Yes.
May you bless the home, Lord. And, Father, may you always be the welcome guest in the home. Lord, we take our little Madeline now and we place her back into your hands for a life of service and dedication. We give her back to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Joseph Amram Jones.
Well, Joseph. We got it. Joseph. Joseph Amram. Praise the Lord. Oh, and you got on your tape boy too, don't you? Yeah. Well, hello there. Wow. Let's bow our heads. Father, little Joseph Amram, Lord. Another little love gift that you've placed into this home, Lord. And Father, they're so grateful for him, Lord. We're grateful for his health, for his Father, everything, Lord, that you do everything perfect, Lord Jesus. And now they've brought him up here today to place him in a mine worthy hands, Lord, that I'm here representing you, Lord. Amen. And Father, I want to take him and to place him into your hands, Lord, yes, Jesus. Lord. Father, for a life of service and dedication to you, Lord. That, Father, that you'll always be with him all the days of his life, Lord. And Father, may you be the welcome guest always in this home, Lord. May they always place you first, Lord, in this word first. Lord, may he live a life that, Father, that will reflect you. Jesus Christ living through him, Lord. May he always be that little tape boy, and may that voice always echo in his ear. Grant it, Lord Jesus, as we take him and we place him into your hands. We ask it, Lord, in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Emariah Jose Bennett.
Emariah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, a little love gift named Emariah, Lord. A token of love that you've put into this family's home, Lord Jesus. And Father, how grateful they are for her, Lord. And Father, truly, they only want the very best for her. And the very best for her is you, Lord Jesus. For there's nothing greater, Lord, than them to come forward and to place her into your hands, Lord, that you'll keep your hand up over her. They know they can't always watch after her. They can't always keep her, Lord, in their arm's length and keep her from danger. But, Lord, as long as she's in your hands, Lord, she'll be fine, Lord. Father, we pray that you would just bless and be with her, Lord. Yes. Keep your hand up over her. Be with this family, Lord. And Father, may that word always be number one in their lives, Lord Jesus. Bless them and be with them, Lord. Yes. And may they raise this child up, Lord, to love you and to serve you.
Yes.
We ask it, Lord, in the precious name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We give her back to you in dedication.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Heavenly Rejoice Mukini.
Heavenly?
Yes.
Heavenly. Yeah. Bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, how great thou art, Lord. Another little love gift that you've given to a family, Lord. A little heavenly gift that you've given unto them, Lord. And Father, they want to take her and place her back into your hands, Lord. According to your word, Lord, as your prophet told us that we should do, Lord. And they've come in obedience, Lord, to give her back to you, Lord. May you watch her and be with her, Lord Jesus. All the days of her lives, Lord, wherever she goes, whatever she does, Lord, may you be there with her to watch her, protect her, and to keep her, Lord. May that sweet Holy Spirit always abide in her, Lord. May you always be the welcome guest in their home, Lord Jesus, always placing you first in all things. Now, Lord, we take little Heavenly and we place her back into your hands for a life of service and dedication, Lord. We give her back to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
How to give the best gifts. Well, I'm just under such expectation for what's in store, what we get to see with our own eyes. Truly, how great is our God, and how great is his word. Amen. Oh, how great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one. And he said, I will lead you.
Father, how great thou art, Lord. Lord, you're the greatest one, Lord. Well, where could we go, Lord, for you and you alone have the words of eternal life, Lord. Lord, you rolled back the clouds. You revealed your word to this people in this day, Lord. What an honor it is to be a part of that, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for this year, Lord, as it comes to a close. Lord, we thank you, Lord, you've drawn us closer and closer to you, Lord. Thank you for these tithes. Thank you for this offering, Lord. Be with them, Lord, and we just thank you for everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
How great is our God, and how great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you, just put your trust in me. And thank God I am free. Yes, free from this world of sin. Amen. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Amen. One more time. Thank God I am free, free, yes, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Sank low, praise the Lord, and I heard about Jesus, amen, and what a wonderful hour. Oh, I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his saving power. Like a bird out of prison. that's taken his flight. Like the blind man that God gave back his sight. And like a poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. Oh, I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Save from this world of sin. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah. I'm saved by his wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out. And amen. One more time with all of our hearts. Amen. Oh, thank God I am free. I'm free. I'm free from this world of sin. Amen. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved by his wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, I'm so glad. Oh, yes, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, yes, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. I'm on my way, oh, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm shouting victory, oh, I'm on my way to heaven. And I'm shouting victory, oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Shouting victory, oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, I'm on my way, oh, yes, I'm on my way to heaven. And we're shouting victory, I'm on my way to heaven. Shouting victory, oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Shouting victory, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Satan had me bound, oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, yes, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, I'm so glad, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, yes, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, I'm on my way, I'm on my way to heaven. And we're shouting victory, I'm on my way to heaven. Shouting victory, I'm on my way to heaven. Shouting victory, singing glory one more time. Jesus, I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we have an instrumental special by our Sister Bethany Evans, our Sister Carol Erickson, Sister Sarah Strunk, and Sister Grace Erickson, and our brother Ben Jones Jr., and our brother Isaac Martins. God bless you. Thank you.
What a privileged people that we are tonight to be able to see God's chosen mouthpiece, God living in flesh, God in action before our very eyes. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed this film to be made so that the bride of Jesus Christ could see it this night. Let us welcome our pastor, God's prophet, the Son of Man speaking through a man. Amen. The voice of God. Amen. To this world. Amen. Brother Branham. Amen. God bless you, Brother Branham.